Mattress Center in downtown Plain City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for partly cloudy skies with a high of 40. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. The Wayne County Health Department announced 17 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 yesterday. A breakdown of case demographics can be found on our headlines page. The county had 1,280 total cases. 3 people were hospitalized, 122 were in isolation, and 45 people with lab-confirmed cases had passed away. The county also reported 8 new positive rapid antigen tests, bringing its probable case total to 128. 21 of those cases were in isolation and were being actively contact traced. Edwards County reported 36 new cases from Friday to yesterday and sat at 444. 50 people were in isolation, and 6 people with lab-confirmed cases had passed away. Wabash County announced 15 cases and sat at 1,082. 3 people were hospitalized, and 75 were in isolation. The State Department of Public Health announced 7,569 new confirmed and probable cases of COVID-19 yesterday, and 137 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 999,288 cases and 17,096 deaths. Marion and Jefferson counties added 40 and 31 cases, respectively, bringing their totals to 3,321 and 3,201. White County added 25 cases and sat at 1,309, and Hamilton County added 3 to reach 625. The preliminary statewide case positivity rate from December 30th through January 5th was 8.4%. The southern region had a rate of 11.5% on the 3rd, unchanged from the 2nd. More news next.
Losing a loved one is something no one should ever have to face alone. Unfortunately, during such an emotional and grief-filled time, there are many decisions to be made. The caring staff at Cook Funeral Chapel will help you with those decisions. They will work with you and make sure you have the type of service that will honor the life and memory of your loved one. Cook Funeral Chapel with locations in Carmi, Grayville, and Crossville.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for Cats was coming out because I had seen the changes in my dog.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
In other news, Governor J.B. Pritzker says he will lower the age limit for the next round of COVID-19 vaccinations to 65. Phase 1B has not started yet, but when it does, the governor says frontline workers and seniors 65 and older will be vaccinated instead of the recommended 75 and older.
For the last 10 months, we have seen the fundamental vulnerability to COVID-19 of the entire population of our seniors, not just those 75 and over. And importantly, the average age of death from COVID-19 is much lower than 75 for Black and Latino Illinoisans.
More than 200,000 doses have already been administered in Phase 1A, which is the state's current phase. Governor Pritzker says Phase 1B could begin in a few weeks, though that timeline isn't set in stone. He also spoke on the statewide mitigations that have been in place since November. Illinois did not see a big increase in cases after Thanksgiving, and he's hopeful that trend will hold now that the holiday season has passed.
So on January 15th, exactly 1 incubation period from New Year's Day, any region that has met the metrics for a reduction of mitigations will be able to move out of Tier 3 of our mitigation plan. I'm cautiously optimistic as there are some early signs indicating that some regions have made real progress and won't reverse that progress this week or next.
The mitigations that remain will depend on a region's metrics. Meanwhile, the statewide mask mandate has been extended another 150 days. 40-year-old Flora resident Shane Highsmith made an appearance in Clay County Circuit Court yesterday. He's accused of stabbing three people on December 27th at the Oyo Motel Roadway Inn in Flora, and Clay County State's Attorney Andrew Kester said all three victims are out of the hospital. Highsmith faces one count of attempted murder, a Class X felony, two counts of aggravated battery, and one count of possession of a weapon by a felon. His next court appearance is scheduled for Wednesday. His bond was set at $500,000, and Kester said the investigation into the cause of the incident is ongoing. FNB in Grayville will hold an open house reception tomorrow from noon to 3 in honor of Colleen White, who's retiring after more than 42 years in banking. She graduated from the University of Evansville in 1978 and began working for People's National Bank of Grayville in what is the current FNB Grayville building. The bank underwent several acquisitions in her career, and she became part of the Fairfield National Bank Tri-County Banking Center family on May 13, 2005. President and CEO Rich Montgomery said White's leadership has guided Grayville operations since 2005, and they wish her the best in retirement. People are welcome to stop by FNB in Grayville for the reception tomorrow and to congratulate White on her retirement. But COVID-19 precautions, including wearing a face mask and socially distancing, will be enforced. Last winter turned out to be mild in southern Illinois, and Chris Miller, with the National Weather Service in Lincoln, says temperature similarities for this year are beginning to crop up. However, this year could bring above normal precipitation.
One trend we are seeing in some of our outlooks, though, especially when we get later in the winter here, is the trend toward above normal precipitation, particularly from southern and southeast Illinois up into much of Indiana, western Ohio. So a lot of the Ohio River Valley, Embro River Valley, Wabash River Valley is where we're looking at above normal precipitation as we head into the later part of the winter months.
The trend doesn't necessarily translate to snowfall, but Miller still stresses the importance of having emergency items in a vehicle, including a first aid kit, non-perishable food, a cell phone charger, and flashlights.
You could get stuck in a storm, so it's very important to have some things with you that could make your life a whole lot easier if you get stuck. And you don't necessarily even have to be, you know, buried in snow or way off the side of the road. It could just be, you know, you had some kind of a mechanical breakdown or something on a very cold day, and it could be a while before someone could come and help you. You know, you call a tow truck, that you may have to sit there for 2 or 3 hours in a broken down vehicle. And so if you had that, you know, pair of boots, you got a, you know, blanket in there to keep you warm, those types of things have helped a lot of people in the past try to, you know, ride out a situation that they didn't plan for.
People can check statewide road conditions at gettingaroundillinois.com. Republicans have said they fear Democrats are ready to introduce statewide income tax increases in the lame duck session for Illinois lawmakers this week. But Democratic State Senator Andy Menar says he doesn't see any such vote taking place. Instead, he would like to look at the tax code and loopholes.
I'll tell you what I want to look at, and that's what people call tax credits. I think better said, they're tax expenditures. I mean, for example, why do we rebate to Walmart a portion of the sales tax that they collect? I mean, we rebate to Walmart and Home Depot a portion of the sales tax that they collect. We should have a discussion, a public discussion about that policy versus what we have to do to cut spending to schools in order, for example, to balance the budget.
Menar plans to resign on January 17th to become an advisor to the governor. His new position will begin on the 19th. Menar is the lead budget negotiator and a close ally of the governor in the General Assembly. He said he will work on key priorities like downstate economic revitalization, appropriations, and COVID-19 recovery efforts. His new salary, per a Pritzker spokesperson, will be $278,000 per year, with half that total coming out of the governor's pocket. New 15th Congressional District Representative Mary Miller has drawn criticism for a comment made while discussing election results and the need to get young people involved yesterday in Washington, D.C. at a rally hosted by Moms for America. Miller was reportedly heard in a recording of her speech on Twitter saying Hitler was right in that whoever has the youth has the future. Several Illinois Democrats and Republicans took to Twitter to criticize Miller for the comment, saying she should at the very least apologize. Her office did not respond to requests from Washington for more information or a copy of her entire speech. Miller was sworn in Sunday to replace John Shimkus in Congress. Today's crude oil price is $43.75. That's up 75 cents from yesterday. The February crude oil price is $51.09. And the guest today on the Community Connection will be Dr. Matthew Budoff, talking about heart health. Community Connection airs at 7:30 on AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. Morning Coffee will feature Mark Turner and Tom Levine. Morning Coffee is between 8 and 9 a.m. on 104.9 weekdays. That's the news. Area deaths next.
At the end of a hospital stay, families are often faced with difficult decisions about their loved ones needing skilled rehabilitation care. Regardless of where your loved one's hospital is, the Transitional Care Rehab Program at Hamilton Memorial Hospital can help. Our skilled rehab and nursing care can provide twice daily physical and occupational therapies, daily access to providers, and private bed and bathrooms, all right here close to your family's home. If you're faced with care decisions, ask your loved one's care planner about Hamilton Memorial Hospital Transitional Care Rehabilitation or call 643-5824.
Uniquely Rustique is looking forward to an awesome 2021. All of the gals at 705 West Main of Fairfield are truly grateful for the friends, old and new, who have helped their business continue to serve this special community. Watch the big sign out front, like them on Facebook, and find them online at uniquelyrustique.com. Stay tuned for special events and sales throughout 2021. Wishing everyone a happy and prosperous new year, Uniquely Rustique.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck. So you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you use your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a Preferred Rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 79-year-old Ray Doffenbaugh died on Saturday. Ray Doffenbaugh is survived by three sons, siblings Kay, Jean, and Gary, five grandchildren, and seven great-grandchildren. Services for Ray Doffenbaugh will be held at noon on Saturday at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 10 to service time, and burial with military rites will be at Bunker Cemetery. 91-year-old Irma Lou Warren died on Tuesday. Irma Lou Warren is survived by her husband Dale, sons Michael and Farron, brothers Ivan and Bernard, six grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, and several nieces and nephews. Private services for Irma Lou Warren will be held, and interment will be at Brush Creek Cemetery. Memorials may be made to Brush Creek Campground, the Fairfield Memorial Hospital Foundation, or SSM Hospice. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 63-year-old Ellery resident Johnny Richards died on Monday. John Richards is survived by children Cody Richards, Keith Willett, Lucas Vaughn, Joey Ash, Christina Simpson, and Stephanie Reed. Brothers Charles and Leslie, 19 grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, and several nieces and nephews. Services for John Richards will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Friday, tomorrow, at Pleasant Grove Cemetery. Nails Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 73-year-old Fairfield resident Jane L. Parsons died on Sunday. Jane Parsons is survived by sister Virginia French, two nephews, two great-nephews, and several cousins. Services for Jane Parsons will be held at 2 p.m. on Friday, tomorrow, at Maple Hill Cemetery. Memorials can be made to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 83-year-old West Salem resident Robert Markman died on Friday. Bob Markman is survived by his wife Judith, daughters Deb Daly, Denna Mitchell, and Dara Williams, five grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, brother Larry, and two nieces. Per Bob Markman's wishes, cremation rites were accorded. A celebration of life service will be held in March. Ingram Meredith Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's WFIW weather forecast calls for partly cloudy skies with a high of 40. We'll have a full forecast, along with current temperatures, after sports. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury and Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Does anybody want breakfast? Guys, let's go. I'm leaving for McDonald's in 5 seconds.
What was wrong with that?
The Breakfast Stampede Meal. It's only at McDonald's, where there's a meal for every morning.
There's a meal for every morning at McDonald's. Right now, get a sausage biscuit and hash browns for just $2 and pair it with a $1 any size Diet Coke. Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with combo meal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
It's time for a Thursday check of sports. NBA action from last night. Kings over the Bulls, 128-124. Pacers get by the Rockets, 114-107. Magic, 105. Cavaliers, 94. 76ers over the Wizards, 141-136. Hornets beat the Hawks, 102-94. Celtics, 107. Heat, 105. Knicks over the Jazz, 112-100. Bucks, 130. Pistons, 115. Thunder over the Pelicans, 111-110. Suns beat the Raptors, 123-115. And the Clippers top the Warriors, 108-101. In top 25 college basketball action, it was number 2 Baylor over Oklahoma, 76-61. Number 5 Creighton, 89. Seton Hall, 53. Number 8 Tennessee gets by Arkansas, 79-74. Number 9 Michigan, 82. Number 17 Minnesota, 57. Number 11 Houston over Wichita State, 70-63. Louisville beats number 20 Virginia Tech, 73-71. Number 21 Virginia, 70. Wake Forest, 61. And number 24 Duke over Boston College, 83-82. New Illinois football coach Brett Bielema is hiring defensive coordinator Ryan Walters away from Missouri. Walters has been Missouri's defensive coordinator the past 3 seasons. He came to Missouri in 2015 from stints with Memphis, North Texas, Oklahoma, and Arizona. Illini basketball players IU DeSumo and Kofi Coburn are on the midseason top 25 watch list for the John R. Wooden Award. Illinois is one of 3 schools to have multiple players on the midseason list. Number 12 Illinois, meanwhile, is at Northwestern in college basketball tonight. Illinois defeated Purdue last Saturday, while the Wildcats fell to Michigan on Sunday. The Fighting Illini are 8-3 overall, 4-1 in the Big Ten. Northwestern 6-3 and 3-2 in conference play. Our coverage of the game begins at 7 p.m. on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. In other top 25 action tonight, number 1 Gonzaga at home against BYU. Number 7 Iowa is at Maryland. Number 10, Wisconsin hosts Indiana, and number 15, Oregon is at Colorado. In the NBA tonight, the 76ers are in Brooklyn, Cavaliers at the Grizzlies, Mavericks at Denver, Spurs at the Lakers, and the Timberwolves at the Trailblazers. That is a Thursday check of sports. Here's your Classic Hits Fairfield area weather forecast. Partly cloudy today, high 40. Snow flurries tonight, the low 28. For tomorrow, cloudy skies, high 35. Clouds and 32 on Saturday. For Sunday, cloudy skies, high 35. And the outlook for Monday, cloudy skies, high 38. Overnight low was 29. Yesterday's high was 41. Currently, humidity at 86%. Winds from the north-northwest at 6 miles an hour. And the pressure at 30.28. Right now, we've got clear skies and 30 at the WFIW Studios east of Fairfield.